an object lesson. There are great things before us which we see must be done, and as fast as we obtain the means with which to work, we shall go forward. There needs to be patient, painstaking effort made for the encouragement and uplifting of the surrounding communities, and for their education in industrial and sanitary lines. The school and everything connected with it should be object lessons, teaching the ways of improvement and appealing to the people for reform, so that taste, industry, and refinement may take the place of coarseness, uncleanness, disorder, ignorance, and sin. Even the poorest can improve their surroundings by early rising and putting forth diligent, painstaking effort. By our lives and example, we can help others to discern that which is repulsive in their characters or about their premises. And with Christian courtesy, we may encourage improvement. The question will often arise, what can be done where poverty prevails and is to be contented with at every step? Under these circumstances, how can we impress minds with correct ideas of improvement? Certainly the work is difficult, and unless the teachers, the thinking men, and the men who have means will exercise their talents and will lift just as Christ would lift were he in their places, an important work will be left undone. The necessary reformation will never be made unless men and women are helped by a power outside of themselves. Those who have entrusted talents and capabilities must use these gifts to bless their fellow men, laboring to place them upon a footing where they can help themselves. It is thus that the education gained at our schools must be put to the very best use. God's entrusted talents are not to be hid under a bed or under a bushel. Ye are the light of the world, Christ said. As you see families living in hovels, with scant furniture and clothing, without tools, without books, or anything indicative of refinement about their homes, will you become interested in them and endeavor to teach them how to put to the very best use their vital forces, that there may be improvement, and that their work may move forward? It is by diligent labor, by putting to the wisest use every capability, by learning to waste no time, that they will become successful in improving their premises and cultivating their land. Physical effort, moral power, and intellectual achievements are to be united in our effort to regenerate and reform. We are to seek to gain knowledge both in temporal and spiritual lines, that we may diffuse it to others. We are to seek to live out the gospel in all its bearings, that its temporal and spiritual blessings may be felt all around us.